The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Happiness Solved with America's happiness coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I am so thrilled you're here. Happiness Solved is dedicated to giving you content that is empowering, motivational, inspirational, and of course, a dose of happiness. It is my way to give back to the world and share other people's stories and wisdom. This thing called life can be challenging, and my guests share their amazing stories, wisdom, and life lessons that demonstrate anyone can choose happiness. You see, happiness is a journey, not a destination. I am Sandy Scarlatta, America's happiness coach, author of Happiness Solved. I'm a retired U.S. national and international figure skating coach. I've been a certified life coach since 2004, and I've been inspiring others to shift their mindset and choose happiness for over 20 years. If you have any questions you would like answered on this podcast, or just in general, please email me at sandy@sandyscarlatta.com. or visit www.sandyscarlatta.com to schedule a free call. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you enjoy it. Today's guest is Shelby Gregory. Shelby, alongside her husband, are the young co-founders of Club Early Bird, an incredible and fun morning cocktail that you drink as soon as you wake up to help you feel supercharged for the day. Their motto is, wake up and get done. We're going to talk all about that and more, so stay tuned. This is such a great and informative interview. Hi, Shelby. How are you today? It's so great to see you.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. You have just such great energy, and I know most of the listeners aren't seeing this. They're just hearing it, but you just have really great energy, and I can just feel your excitement and that's really awesome.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be on here.
Oh, great. Well, I'm excited to have you on. So I have another screen up here. So if I'm looking away, I have your bio and everything. So you have a company. I'm just reading about it now just to refresh my memory. And because I'm getting older and I read this about an hour ago. And now I'm like, okay. So tell me your story. How did you get into this business of, you know, a fun and morning cocktail kind of thing that you're doing? How did you get started with this? What's the backstory?
Yeah. So, a few years ago, my husband and I, he's always been an entrepreneur and been in businesses. And, when we met, I kind of helped him with his businesses, back home in Indiana. And we both started just connecting really well, like working on those together. And we've always wanted to move out of Indiana. And we've always wanted to have, we also had a problem with when we would wake up in the morning for his other businesses, like we're just struggling to wake up early. And so the two kind of melded together, like how could we solve the solution to wake up early, whether it be just different morning routines or we tried everything. That's when we started doing a ton of research, and we kind of found like the three secrets we needed: hydration, mood enhancement, and an energy boost. So we just kind of dove in to finding solutions for all three of those things. And it came to end up being a supplement. So we did more research on best ingredients and the best things that could help improve those three things when you wake up in the morning, and also tasted good and you enjoyed it, because everybody needs something to look forward to when they wake up. So yeah, that's kind of how we just like came up with the Early Bird Morning Cocktail. It took a couple of years to just see our growth from 2019 to now.
That is really incredible. Really incredible. So what type, I mean, how did you, because I told you, I just interviewed another person who did this, and I'm really fascinated because it's one thing to be an entrepreneur, but it's a whole different story when you're getting into supply chain. And now that's such a big topic right now because, you know, we're having supply chain issues with so many things. So how did you guys figure it all out?
Yeah, that actually, we had no idea what we were getting into. Like I said, when we were researching ingredients, we decided we should start testing them and trying them. So we actually ordered all different types of ingredients, like all by themselves and just individual packages, and just kind of proportioned them out and made them ourselves every morning. And well, we did it at night so we could drink it by the morning. Then once we came up with a formula, we started reaching out to manufacturers that could combine these ingredients. They had actual patented ingredients and the scientist behind it that could make sure this formula is safe and would work. And then they had flavor scientists too that could make it taste good. So reaching out to manufacturers, getting price quotes and everything like that. And then we just found the best fit for us and kind of took it from there. They helped us all along the way, sending samples and different flavors and everything. It was pretty interesting to see behind the scenes because I've taken supplements before in my life and I never thought to like stop and think like how this was actually made or what that company did to put behind this product. So it was really cool to see it from the other side and just see how hard it is and fun to create your own product from scratch.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And it's supercharged hydration, it's clean energy from natural caffeine paired with antioxidants and aminos and increased motivation from nootropics. Wow, that's a lot of research that you had to do to figure that out.
Yes, luckily we had two of us, so that helped a lot. My husband is really like the brains behind all of that. He did a lot of research and a lot of videos and articles, everything to find out what ingredients are actually working for people for certain situations and how much of each ingredient is beneficial, and then how much we could all put in together to become one like supercharged product.
Wow. Because see, when you were first talking about, you know, figuring out a way to get up early, I gave up on that. I just don't get up early. Because I went through periods of my life. I used to coach figure skating. So I was up, you know, at the crack of dawn and then stopped that and had a normal life and then had a baby. And then all bets are off, you know. And then, you know, as my son got older and older, my time shifted because he was up late. You know, so I had to be up, you know, that whole thing. Anyway, so now I'm just, now that he's in college, it's like, I go to bed when I want and I get up when I want. I don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, that is beneficial. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So is this a replacement for coffee or is it something? Because like the other thing that I was thinking, I was like, yeah, but I'm going to miss coffee.
You know? Right. Like, yes. Like, so we have a lot of customers who still like to have coffee, mostly because they just like the flavor of coffee and enjoy it. But yeah, we are working on being more of a replacement just because you can leave Early Bird on your nightstand. And so right when you wake up, you can start drinking it. You don't have to chug it or anything, but it gives you just like kind of a boost to just like, oh, okay, I'm actually going to get up and I'm going to do this and get going. Whereas some people with coffee are like still laying in bed and questioning if they want to get up yet, or they hit snooze 5 or 10 times. And then they're like, okay, I'm finally rolled out of bed. Okay, now I have to go make my coffee and brew it. And it goes on and on. But we are working towards trying to help people replace their coffee just because you can get more out of Early Bird than you can with coffee.
Yeah, for sure. Now, how much caffeine is in it? You say it's a natural caffeine, but how much caffeine is it compared to a regular cup of coffee?
So a regular cup of coffee is around 90 milligrams of caffeine. And that's just like caffeine. But we have about 150 that we use from two different patented coffee caffeine ingredients. So they're more natural and they help you to not really get that like crazy boost to where you're just jittery and like feel like kind of like overloaded all at once. They're just smoother, cleaner energy, and you shouldn't really get jitters or anything like that. So, but yeah, we do have 150 milligrams. We recommend if you have like, don't have a caffeine tolerance yet, to start with like half a scoop, and that's about 75. So that's a good start. And if you do have a high caffeine tolerance, you can do one scoop or more.
So it's like a powder that you mix with water.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Yep. So yeah, I should have said that in the beginning, but yes, it is a tub. It's a powdered supplement and it comes with one scoop and then inside, and it has about 45 servings in it. So you should be good for like a month and a half. Yeah.
Nice. And for me, I don't like taking pills. I have alarms on my phone, you know, take your supplements, you know, and it goes off the center and I'm like, no, I snooze it. No, I don't want to take it because I don't like taking pills. So anything that's liquid for me is the way to go.
Yeah. It's so much easier and it just makes it simpler. And if you make it the night before, you're not even thinking about it in the morning, you can just consume it. You don't have to try to take pills, and it absorbs faster too if you can drink something rather than trying to wait for it to get in your system and digest. So yeah, it's pretty cool. We love the simplicity of it, and we have all new flavors all the time that we like to launch to our customers too, so they can switch it up from the original blood orange.
Right. And blood orange is really good for you.
Yes, blood orange mimosa is our main flavor. We keep that year round. And then every couple months or so, we like to launch a limited edition flavor just to keep things exciting and give people something new to try.
That's great. So whenever I speak with an entrepreneur, I always like to ask, you know, owning a business is difficult, right? It's not just unicorns and fluffy kittens and rainbows. And no, I've owned multiple businesses and it can be stressful. It can be, you know, a lot of fear, anxiety, it's a full range of emotions as a business owner. So what do you do to stay grounded? What advice can you give to other entrepreneurs that may be struggling with that?
Yeah. It was definitely a big change for me. Like I said, my husband was more of the entrepreneur. So I just had always worked for internships and clothing stores, things like that. So getting into this was very crazy, but I think keeping some kind of routine, it doesn't have to be at 6 a.m. I'm doing this, at 6:30 I'm doing this. It doesn't have to be crazy, but just some kind of thing you know you're probably going to do that day. Every morning we like to go to the gym, and then that also just gives me, and it's going to the gym, and I'm going to be free-minded. Try not to, it relieves my stress and I stay calm, and I leave the gym super happy and excited to get going and start the day. So having somewhere you can just like relieve your stress and be somewhere happy. I mean, we like to take walks every afternoon or evening, and that helps a lot too. It kind of is like, okay, the world isn't ending. Like it's nice to just find a personal like escape for you and have that to go to if you need it, but also find something that's easy too that you could do daily that will just keep your mindset like relaxed and a little stress-free. So having those few things that we do really helps me a lot and helps remind me that it's fine, everything is cool, and we can move on and get back to what we're doing.
Well, that's really great advice, and exercising releases endorphins. So that's such a huge way to reduce stress. So yeah, that's great. Yeah. So you think it's really fun working with your husband, and you have some tips for other couples to, you know, make it work. What tips can you share? Because now my husband and I don't work together, but we both work from home.
So
we have been for 2 years.
So I'm sure by now, like since the whole craziness, I'm sure a lot of people have found themselves working at home with their significant other. We've really been enjoying it, but I would say just don't push things. Like, don't try to push yourself into, we are partners, we have to do this together. We found better, like, if I think he's better at some part of the business, he'll focus more on that, and I'm better at other parts, I'll focus on them. But then we have certain segments that we like to work on together, and we know that it'll be way better for our business if we do conquer those things together. So we like to, there'll be days where we'll sit next to each other on our computers all day just brainstorming and going back and forth and doing, like, getting so much stuff done, it's crazy. And then there's other days where we'll just be on different sides of the house and we'll just be getting our own things done and kind of just catch up later or catch up on our walk. Like, it doesn't have to be a 24/7 thing. You can work together and like still have your space too. But yeah, just having, like, not having to push it. It's been awesome though, because two brains is always better than one, and bounce ideas off each other so much, and we find different things and ideas that neither one of us would have thought of alone. So it's really cool. I would just say, like, if you do start getting stressed or overwhelmed, just maybe find that space in your house or go outside or go on a walk, go grocery shopping, whatever relieves you, and come back, and you'll just kind of, like earlier, you'll find your way to relieve it and then come back.
That's awesome. And like for me, like I need my alone time. And I learned, you know, this is my second marriage and we've been married almost 7 years now, together for 10. And we just have such great communication. And that's so important, obviously, in any relationship, you know, to have that communication. But I just, at one point I was like, you know, I really need some alone time. He was like, oh, okay. I'll go to bed. And I was like, wow, that's all I had to do is ask.
Yeah.
What a concept. What do I need? What do I need? So then I need to. And, you know, so it's just great. That, you know, right. Exactly. What does I need? And I've had other people say, you know, gosh, you know, I feel like this person is just being a little too needy. And I'm like, well, did you ask for, you know, respect my boundaries or whatever? No. And I think, you know, there's a fear there, right, that some people have of not wanting to ask what they need from their partner.
Yeah.
And it's just so important.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Really, the communication is definitely key. And yeah, don't be scared to talk to them about how you're feeling. Even if you just have an off day, there's going to be where one has to pick up while the other is having that day. And the communication is key for that, because if you don't communicate that, you'll just have a bad day and your business can reflect what you're doing. So definitely communicate, but also just find your middle and know each other. You have each other's back and you can kind of rely on each other when those days do come along.
Yeah. And I like that you said an 80-20 day, because that's just life in general anyway. You know, like, some days are good and some days, you know, are more challenging than others. But I like that, just that mindset.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
No expectations. Just, okay, today's one of those days, you know, you're going to have to pull more of the weight than I'm pulling. And, you know, and that's what marriage is about anyway, or any relationship really.
Yeah. Yep. So, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So where can people find your morning cocktail? I love that fun morning cocktail. I had to read that a few times because I was like, is it really a cocktail or no, there's no alcohol in it, right?
No. Yeah. We've had that question a lot and we're like, no, it's just a fun way. And the morning cocktail kind of came from another book we were reading about a cocktail is a blend of ingredients. So we just kind of wanted to have that like fun way to wake up and be excited. But anyway, we have been growing. And so you can first find us at cluburlybird.com. That'll be the easiest way. But we've also been growing and we're on Instagram at cluburlybird and TikTok at cluburlybird too. So we are everywhere, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all cluburlybird and cluburlybird.com. Yep.
Fantastic. And I'll make sure that your website is on the show notes as well so people can find you. Yeah.
Thank you.
So is there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience before we close up?
I don't think so. I'm just like so excited. This is just such a great and fun opportunity for me. And I just really hope that the people that are listening can find a little bit of inspiration and help from this podcast.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will. Shelby, thank you so much. It was a pleasure having you on. And I wish you and your husband just unlimited success. And I was just having a conversation with my stepdaughters. And I was like, you know, I keep having these guests on with products and I'm buying their products. And I'm like, you know, at this point, this podcast is a hobby for me. So, you know.
Yes.
But it's great. I probably have like, I also interview a lot of authors and I have like, oh, that book sounds so great. And I'll get it, you know? And I'm like, you know, I've got a stack of 20 books I need to read.
So. Yeah. Yes, okay. We do the same thing.
Yeah. All right, Shelby, well, take care and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
That was so great hearing about their journey to create this product that has just been selling like hotcakes off the shelves. So to find more about this product, go to clubearlybird.com and that will be in the show notes as well. So thank you so much for listening today. As always, I hope that you and your family are safe and healthy and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.